Hello, good morning.
Oh, hello, good morning.
Ah. Whew. 34 degrees air temperature. I changed out the water yesterday, and so the water's warmer this morning. It's 46 degrees, and it's interesting. I guess it feels warmer. Supposedly, that as long as the water is between 50 and 60 degrees, the health benefits of cold water plunges are the same as if it's colder. The water doesn't need to be colder than 50 degrees or even 55 degrees to experience the health benefits of being in the water. So the felt experience of the water certainly has some intensity to it. It's not like it's not tingling in here. Oh, wow. I had a rough night last night and woke up and feeling vulnerable and feeling the edge of vulnerability. You know, anytime we open ourselves up, when we step into the clearing, so to speak, it's a beautiful practice, because what I'm faced with is then dealing with my own insecurities and that's good curriculum. It's good curriculum to put yourself out there, put myself out there for my practice, and to experience the ebbs and flows of what that's like when we step into the clearing and we're not sure who's stepping into the clearing with us. We might get shot, you know. You're an animal, stepping into the clearing is a little scary, and because who knows what will happen. And vulnerability is a popular topic. Gosh, lots of books and lots of people writing about it over the last couple decades. Doing it is the edge, you know, stepping into that clearing and then staying in the clearing and knowing when I need to take a break, when I need to find shelter, and how to find shelter and comfort here and now without having to go back and to be defensive or to retreat. Stand in the clearing. That's my practice today. Stand in the clearing and do not defend myself. I am safe with myself. And have the right response to every situation. Gentle warrior. Gentle warrior. And often in our society, kindness can be mistaken for weakness, when it is actually the greatest strength. To be kind, to be open, to be welcoming. So as I'm welcoming this experience, welcoming the sensations in the body, I'm also welcoming all that's arising, the insecurities, what do people think? Do they think what I want them to think? Well, obviously we don't control that in the first place, but we still try to control it. And as I come face to face with those feelings that arise, it gives me a chance to just do the practice more, which is to welcome what arises as unchanging, loving, to be welcoming presence, to notice that with everything that arises, it's paired with its polarity, with its equal opposite. And so being with these polarities, I notice that as maybe that what comes up is the sense of what may come up is an insecurity, a longing comes with it. And we all have kind of the same basic longings, the longing to be loved and accepted, to be known and seen and heard and connected. These are the natural things of an organism in a relationship. Seen, heard, feeling connected and belonging. So as I feel the waves of vulnerability rise, I get to drop in and see them, hear them, and I notice that this is the pair of longing to be, of the fear of being misunderstood, for example, is paired with the longing to be known and connected. What a wonderful longing. But the fear of being misunderstood can take us away from the very thing that we're designed for, which is connection. So as I meet the fear of being misunderstood, I notice and I welcome it. I notice that it's equal opposite, its polarity is the wonderful longing to be connected, to love and be loved, to be seen and heard, to be known. And then as I'm with these, I'm able to not have to make this go away, to be compassionate to this part of me that needs my loving, compassionate presence. It's the practice. I am safe with myself. I have the right response to every situation. I can be with life as it is, as I am. And as I go through this life in an open-hearted way, I get to be with all the parts that get wounded, all the parts that have been wounded, and I get to be with them compassionately, openly. And as I am, they get transformed into something that is beautiful. It's light and love, and that allows me to be with others in this way and to offer that and to receive that from others as well. It's a practice. Step into the clearing. Open your heart. Stay open. Stay open. Our world needs us to stay open, to stay connected. Okay, here we go. Here I am. Now I am here. Here I am, now I am here. Here I am. I am here.